We'll begin today in Maui, where some of the numbers are telling us more about one of the deadliest fires in U.S. history and where the recovery stands. At least 114 people have been killed, and authorities say nearly 80% of the burned area has been searched. FEMA says that nearly 6,000 people affected by the fire have registered for federal assistance and that more than $5 million have been distributed. NPR's Greg Allen joins us now from Maui for more. Thanks for joining us, Greg.
Sure. Hi, Ping.
Hey, Greg. So on Friday night, Hawaii's governor gave an address about the fire and the future. What did he have to say?
Well, it was just a short speech. He said 2,200 buildings were destroyed in Lahaina and 500 more were damaged at a cost of some $6 billion. And he was joined by his wife, Jamie Kanuni Green, who talked about the loss this represents for Native Hawaiians.
More than 200 years ago, King Kamehameha I unified our islands and made Lahaina the capital of the Hawaiian kingdom. Over two centuries, with their aloha, their dedication, and their hard work, the people of Lahaina built their town into a special place.
Greg, it's such a sad time. How are people dealing with this almost unimaginable loss?
Well, as you can imagine, people here are mourning still. Here's a scene yesterday at a beachside park in Lahaina where a group of community activists, some of them Native Hawaiian, held a press event. Tiare Lawrence, who grew up in Lahaina, had a message for the governor.
The fire occurred only 10 days ago, and many people are still in shock and mourning. The governor should not rush to rebuild the community without first giving people time to heal, especially without including the community itself in the planning.
While search and recovery crews continue to comb the burned area looking for victims, there are hundreds still officially unaccounted for. What are officials saying about that?
Well, yesterday in Lahaina, reporters asked Maui Mayor Richard Bisson about the missing. He said many have turned out to be staying with friends and family, and many others he believes just haven't reported in yet.
Obviously, there's no one left in that area that would be alive, so it would only be someone who made arrangements to stay at somewhere else and hasn't reached out yet.
So are you hopeful that the great majority of those still unaccounted for could be alive?
Well, of course, I'm hopeful that everyone that is not accounted for is alive, yes.
And what about the people displaced in the fire? Where are they staying?
Well, you know, many have been in shelters, but the county says the numbers there have dropped significantly in recent days as people have begun moving into temporary housing. Some are in hotels and Airbnbs, but many others are staying with family and friends. I visited a home in Maui yesterday, for example, where there were 87 people staying since the fire. But people are going to be looking for longer-term housing while they consider how they're going to rebuild.
And we heard earlier about how some want more time to grieve before rebuilding begins, but what are you hearing about how Lahaina should be rebuilt?
Well, discussions and fears about the future of Lahaina have really been in the air since the fire. Governor Josh Green has asked the state's attorney general to impose a temporary moratorium on property sales in Lahaina if it's legally possible. The concerns are that these valuable properties, many of which have been held for generations by families, could be bought by developers and outsiders. There are fears people will be displaced and the special character of Lahaina gone forever. In his address, the governor pledged this would not be the case.
Let me be clear. Lahaina belongs to its people, and we are committed to rebuilding and restoring it the way they want it.
President Biden is scheduled to visit Maui on Monday, and I'd expect we'll be hearing a lot more then about rebuilding.
That's NPR's Greg Allen in Maui. Greg, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.